This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India marks the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor today. It was on May the 7th last year, India launched Operation Sindoor, carrying out airstrikes on 9 terror infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, eliminating at least 100 terrorists. It was India's befitting response to the barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack on the tourists in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April last year. The Indian Army today shared a video marking a year of Operation Sindoor, India's calibrated and precise response to Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. In a social media post, the Indian Army highlighted the country's resolute response and reaffirmed its commitment to safeguarding the country's sovereignty and the citizens.
India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backer.
Terror or talk ek saath nahi ho sakte. Terror or trade ek saath nahi chal sakte. Aur pani aur khoon bhi ek saath nahi beh sakta.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has hailed the valor and sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces on the anniversary of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the Defense Minister underlined that the courage and dedication of the country's armed forces continue to safeguard the nation. He said Operation Sindoor stands as a powerful symbol of the nation's resolve and preparedness, showing that the Indian Armed Forces are always ready to act decisively when it matters most. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will expand his cabinet today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and several senior NDA leaders will attend the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna at 12:10 p.m. The cabinet expansion is being carried out based on the formula followed in the previous government. Around 15 BJP and 14 JDU MLAs are likely to take oath as ministers. Additionally, two ministers from Lok Janashakti Party, Ram Vilas, and one each from Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha are expected to be inducted. Most of the positions in the cabinet are likely to be given to familiar faces from BJP and JDU. However, a few new faces may also be included. From JDU, the name of Nishant Kumar is also being discussed. The newly elected Congress MLAs of Kerala will meet at Thiruvananthapuram today to elect their leader. Congress-led UDF, which secured 104 out of 140 assembly seats in the state, will approach the governor once he reaches Thiruvananthapuram from Chennai. Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is also holding the additional charge of Tamil Nadu, is in Chennai now. In a shocking incident, Chandranath Rath, close aide of BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari, was shot dead by unidentified assailants in Madhyam Gram, North Chobis Parganas district of West Bengal. According to reports, miscreants on motorbikes opened indiscriminate fire at his car in Doharia last night. Chandranath was rushed to a local hospital but was declared dead on arrival. BJP leaders and supporters have accused the Trinamool Congress, blaming Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee for the attack. In response, the Trinamool Congress condemned the killing and demanded a court-monitored CBI investigation. State Police Director General Siddhanath Gupta confirmed that an investigation is underway. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will grace the second edition of Joint Commanders Conference in Jaipur today. The two-day conference on the theme Military Capability in New Domains assumes significance as it coincides with the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Ministry said that the conference will provide a pivotal forum to evaluate the challenges in emerging domains of cyber, space and cognitive warfare and chart a roadmap for capability development for resilient and future-ready force with a decisive edge. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants are set to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.